1898 was a violent year in North Carolina. The white supremacist coup that took place in Wilmington that year is getting more and more attention as history is re-examined. Similar racist violence took place across the state that year, including an incident in the mountains that can still be felt today. History teacher John DeVille convened a group of marchers in Franklin on a cold Saturday evening.
We are here tonight to remember Mitchell Moseley, who was killed illegally by a mob 123 years ago tonight.
Moseley, a black man, was being held at the Franklin jail for his alleged crimes of burglary and assault of two white women. He was lynched just 2 days before the 1989 state election. That year, white Democrats worked to scare those who didn't support their white supremacy agenda to not vote in the election.
This fear campaign not only affected Macon County, but counties all over North Carolina.
That's Claudia Aguilar, who organized the memorial with DeVille. She's been researching this time period through old issues of the Franklin Press and history books.
On the same night that Mitch was lynched, there was a shooting at a poll location. A man was hit over the head with a rock, and a man was stabbed in the chest. So this wasn't the only act of violence in Macon County.
The red shirts, an early version of the Ku Klux Klan, are believed to have led the violence. Just a few days later, on the other side of North Carolina, the Wilmington Massacre took place. At least 60 people were killed, and the fusion government of black and white men was overthrown. DeVille shared the story of Moseley at the Black Lives Matter march in June in Franklin. That's where he and Aguilar met.
I took Mitchell Moseley down to the bridge next to the playground, and they hung him off that bridge.
Since last summer's Black Lives Matter marches, DeVille and Aguilar have started working on how best to memorialize Moseley. The National Memorial for Peace and Justice in Alabama holds a memorial for Moseley and for each of the more than 4,400 other black people who were killed by white mobs between 1877 and 1950 in the United States. As the march reached the bridge over the Little Tennessee River where Moseley was hung, Jake Jacobson explained he hadn't heard of the lynching before reading about this memorial march. He says he was glad to attend and hopes it's the start of a conversation in Macon County.
Do you think it should come back here to Macon County?
I don't know. I think it's something that would be a good thing perhaps for the community to discuss, although a difficult thing.
The group brought flowers to a lamppost on the bridge as a memorial and took a moment of silence next to the traffic. I'm Lily Knepp, BPR News.